Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Joyce Keller back with you on this lovely, lovely day. It is Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. And wowie baby, hold on. Did you see that full moon last night? What a beautiful sight. That's a beautiful sturgeon moon. Now, why is it called a sturgeon moon? I mean, I had to think back to my childhood. What is a sturgeon? I remember my father used to go to a fish store, and I think he bought sturgeon. So I did some checking, and it turns out that it comes from the Algonquin Indians. And they called it a sturgeon. That's where it really started. It started with the Algonquins because they really like to eat sturgeons. They could catch them easily at this time of the year. Apparently, because it's toward the end of the summer, the sturgeons were kind of jumping out of the water, and the Algonquin Indians could grab them and cook them and eat them. And that happened in the Great Lake area. So that's my research on sturgeon and why it's called the sturgeon full moon, because the Algonquins caught fish at this time of the year. Okay, so wanted to say hi to all our longtime listeners as well as our new listeners. Healing, a lot of healing going out, a lot of love, excuse me, a lot of great energy to those folks who are currently going through a variety of challenges. You know what? I think back to Louise Hay, all the books that she wrote about healing and wellness. And if you think about Louise Hay, it's H-A-Y-E, I believe, she said, every illness has a cause. You don't just get sick. You don't just get cancer for nothing. It's caused by something. Something goes wrong, either with the mind, the body, psychologically. Something is not right. So if you have a problem, a physical problem with your body, try very hard to figure out why you have it, and it will usually be healed rather than running to a doctor. I'm not saying don't go. I'm saying before you do that, try to figure out if there's a cause, and maybe you can correct it. A lot of people are ill because of broken hearts and losses and changes that have occurred in their life, but try your best not to let it affect your physical body. The physical body is pretty fragile. You know, it has to last, and you want to take good care of it. Speaking of that, I wanted to introduce myself to the folks who are just tuning in. I'm Joyce Keller. My website is joycekeller.com, joycekeller.com. If you'd like to reach me while we're on the air, you can do so. I still don't have a phone line, but you can email me and I'll see your emails come in. I've had hundreds of emails come in. We're going to be going over as many of those as possible. My email address is joycekellertvradio@gmail.com. That's joycekellertvradio@gmail.com. Yes, I love TV radio because I'm a Gemini. What can I say? I love to share information. Okay, let's see what's going on. Big shout out to June Woods and to Luca the Amazing Wonder Dog. Some of you guys are so funny. You send me funny things. Okay, so this is actually, okay, I'm receiving a lot of information about flash floods coming up. Oh, that's so depressing. Yes, it's true. But you know what? The Earth has always gone through cycles of global warming and flash floods. And if I say it, I'll just be one more boring person. So hopefully try to use your intuition. I do psychic mediumship work. So I'm always telling people, be your own psychic. Don't go and give somebody a lot of money to do a reading for you. Try to do it for yourself. If you go to my website, there's a whole part in there about how you should be your own psychic. And that if you have a question. I have so many questions personally that are unanswered, and I'm still looking for answers. But sooner or later, if you are persistent and you ask your guides, God, call it what you will, your higher consciousness for answers, you'll get answers. Sooner or later, the answers will come in a dream or one way or another. I'm still trying to figure out, you know, I told you, I should put this in my website. I told you that I had an apport. An apport is a gift from spirit that's spelled A-P-P-O-R-T. And it's something that doesn't really belong to you, but it appears out of nowhere. And you say, what is that? Well, I told you that about a month or so ago, I received an engagement ring on my bathroom floor. It's not a real engagement ring. It's a jack-in-the-box type of ring that I think is no longer in the jack-in-the-boxes, but it was at one time, like a number of years ago, when they were still giving out good prizes in jack-in-the-box boxes. This is actually an engagement ring, and it's very beautiful, and it's very shiny, and there it was on my bathroom floor, and my husband's name, as you know, was Jack. I'm thinking, did Jack bring me this engagement ring? I already had an engagement ring, but he brought me another one. This is amazing. So if you'd like to see it, tell me, and I'll send it to you, or maybe Ryan will put it in my website if I ask him. Ryan McCormick. I hesitate to ask him because I don't want to ask him for any favors. But he's so terrific. And he does a great show called The Outer Limits. I have to remember not to speak like I'm from Brooklyn, even though I am. Outer Limits. Thank you. I wanted to tell you about Dr. Scott Keller, who has been missing for a few weeks because of technical issues, and also he's very busy. But he said, no, I'm plugging my Astroveda services, even though I'm very busy. So it's A-S-T-R-O-V-E-D-A, astroveda.org, Dr. Scott Keller, if you miss hearing from him. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, Venus is retrograde. This is terrific because usually, now there are six planets that are retrograde this month. So a lot of things from the past will be coming up and forcing you to deal with them. It's like, I thought that love affair was over. No, here it is again. Yes, but that person is married or not quite right for us one way or another. Well, we have to deal with that. So when Venus goes retrograde, you're forced to really deal with the truth. And right now, we're dealing with Venus retrograde. So that's going to go on for a while. We have six planets retrograde. Mercury's going retrograde on Joyce, what day is it going retrograde? I actually forgot the date it's going retrograde, but that will be until September 14th. We're in the pre-shadow period of time, which is why it's very confusing. But I'll give you the exact date that Mercury goes retrograde. That's the 16th of August. So a lot of people get carried away and they say pre-shadow, post-shadow. Oh, please, look. We have a new moon in Leo on the 16th and Mercury's going retrograde on that day. So try to finish up whatever you can, because when it goes retrograde, it's usually a time of renewal or change. Okay. Change, like, from the present, going back to the past for about a month. Okay. I know it's confusing. Okay. A lot of people are writing in about the Barbie movie. What do I think of it? Well, I didn't see it, but I've done my homework about it. I thought that it wasn't worth my time because it sounds like a pretty poor movie, but I read the synopsis of it, and it has to do with the empowerment of women. Well, that's pretty good. That's great and long overdue. I think about Atlantis, that was run by women, and everything was terrific and fine and couldn't be better, and the men said, gee, we'd like to be a part of that too, and then it was destroyed. Okay, so I gave you a short form. of Atlantis. Well, Barbie comes along and says, Atlantis was right. Women need to be honored. And it's triggering people for a number of reasons, apparently. Number one, a lot of men don't like that. A lot of women are uncomfortable with it. And third of all, it leaves you very unsatisfied when the movie is over. It doesn't really closure, which I know a lot of people are looking for. Okay. Somebody says, who are you? Okay, JoyceKeller.com. If you'd like to email me, a lot of emails coming in about Barbie. Yes, everything is going pink. What can I tell you? We're pink. Suddenly, I'm seeing ads with pink boots, pink everything. Okay, pink is a new beginning, so that's pretty good. And please, don't, if you're a web junkie, as I probably am, and a lot of people, don't listen to the dire predictions that are being given out now. Just kind of go past that, okay? If you want to contact me, StriceKeller.com, go to my website. I do private readings. If you can't afford it, tell me. I'll work with you. Don't worry about it. Okay. Yeah, okay. Empowerment of women. That's coming in a lot. Oppenheimer. Interesting movie. I did not see it. I read the reviews. I'm going to do the best I can with this about the movie Oppenheimer. Apparently, these two movies are very, very popular for a variety of reasons. I think they're trying to get the Sound of Fury. Is that it? The movie about children being abducted, shoved under a rug someplace. And I think of all, that's the most important movie of all. So we have Oppenheimer. Apparently it has to do with the start of the creation of the atomic bomb, which has been now replaced by nuclear energy. Okay. Cyber attacks. Yeah. Okay, yes, definitely. Joyce, what about cyber attacks and Ethereum? Okay, yes, it's possible that there are going to be shutdowns of power. We all know that because the grid is not protected. And what's even more concerning is that our government is now going much more into electricity. They're saying get rid of gas stoves, get rid of anything that's not electric. They want electric cars. They want everything. But the grid is a little fragile. So does this make sense to you? If the grid is compromised, why is everything going electric? Okay. Do I want an electric car? I'm perfectly happy with my little gas car that I fill up once in a while with gas. You know, but in California especially, oh, they're so excited about their electric cars. Okay, I have a question for you. In about 5 years, the battery dies on the electric cars. And what do you do with the batteries? It cannot be refreshed or whatever they do with batteries. The batteries are going to be piling up and really a toxic problem. So that has to be addressed, and I don't see it being addressed just yet. Okay, a lot of emails coming in. Thank you, Joyce Keller, TVRadio@gmail.com. Keep them coming. Yes, so there is a problem definitely with the cyber attacks on the power grid. Absolutely. So have a backup of power if you can possibly do it. And as we have mentioned many times, I know we don't want to do it. Grow your own veggies, okay? We don't want to do it. I'd rather go to the store and buy a head of lettuce or whatever I want. But in case we have problems, you should learn how to be self-sustaining anyway. Whether or not we have power shutdowns or whatever kind of dire predictions we may come up with, go ahead. Even if you have no property, I have no property, you have a sunroom or something like that, get a circular, they have circular gardens that go straight up, they go around and around and around. You can grow a lot of produce, get a couple of those and you can grow a lot of vegetation on that. I wish I had a way. Eggs are so important. I think they're a primary source of protein for so many people, especially vegetarians. If I only could figure out how to have chickens. I spent many of my summers out on Long Island in Southampton, and we would go to Mrs. Thomas's poultry farm on Sabonic Road, and she had a poultry farm, and we would get her eggs from the poultry farm and also chickens or whatever we wanted, and that was extraordinary. That was a wonderful time, a wonderful way of growing up. Mrs. Thomas's poultry farm in Southampton, Long Island. I have so many experiences that I've had in Southampton, more than any other place. I had visions that I never had anywhere else. I had bad experiences, good experiences. It's a place of great polarity. There's something about Southampton. Okay, let's see what else is going on. We have a lot of questions coming in about robotic printing of food, especially meat. Okay, now, this is already being done. 3D printing, printout of steak and lamb chops. For people who don't want to kill animals. So that's really commendable. But if it's from a printer, more than 100 companies are already on board about printing out meat. I swear to you, this is true. I am not making this up. This 3D printed meat, I haven't tried it. Do I want to try it? I don't know. It's cultured meat and genetically created, is what my guides are telling me. It's formed by genetic technology. Whoa. How can that be good? And it's already being done in Israel. They're creating it, eating it. I don't know what they're doing, but apparently it's not bad tasting. And it's fairly nutritious. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, here's my story of the week. Da-da-da-da-da-da. This is Joyce Keller's story of the week. Now, please, tell me what you think about this. You may have already read about it. It's about Toko, T-O-C-O. That's the man's name. He's a Japanese man. And he has decided to transfer his persona, or his identity, to that of a border collie. Not just a regular collie, but a border collie. Now, at first, he was trying to say that he had actually turned into a dog because he did not want to live as a human anymore. So people went digging a little bit further into TOCO, Toko's dog story and personality and the problem with this guy. Like, what's going on? He wants to turn himself into a dog. Transformed himself into a border collie. Well, I know border collies are very smart. They're considered to be, I think, the smartest dogs. I know if you have your own dog, it's the smartest dog. Now, border collies are supposedly number one. Okay, so he had a costume company called Zepper, Zepper, in 2022, creates it's not a costume. It's a whole dog situation. I don't know what this is called, really. I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing. I saw this guy. And what happened was, when he was quite young, he had a vague dream about becoming a dog. And his whole life was transformed. So he went to this company, Zepper, that does a lot of, this is a Japanese man, by the way, they do a lot of costume work for films. And, you know, Japanese people are amazing. That they create something out of nothing. So they created this whole dog look for him. And he now has totally transformed himself into a border collie. Again, not just a regular collie, but a border collie. And I saw a video of him walking outside for the first time on a leash. And somebody was videotaping it. And he was walking very carefully. Apparently he had not done this before. But there was Taco, from the Zeppa company in Japan, walking as a border collie. Millions of people have seen this. If you haven't seen it, you have to look at it. It's really amazing. That's my story of the week. Now, my question is, I mean, he had a little dog jacket on and a leash and all very impressive. You would swear he was a regular dog, except that he was walking very carefully. He was not, he wasn't used to being a dog. Okay, have you folks noticed that it's time for the truth to come out? A lot of nonsense is being hurled at us, like how wonderful electric cars are, electric everything, get rid of your stuff. They're actually banning gas stoves. I can see banning propane because I've been at restaurants where they were cooking with propane and it actually the food actually could taste the propane. So I wasn't thrilled with that. So I'm not talking about propane. Maybe that should be banned. But regular gas stoves that chefs use and that restaurants use, and a lot of people like my mother used, and she was a great chef. So they're trying to get rid of any kind of gas anything, gas cars, gas stoves, and make it all electric. So the whole thing will go down, and then you'll have nothing. This does not seem like a good idea. I think probably the best idea is to have what's, I think it's called a hybrid, where you have half gas, half electric cars. And the people who want gas stoves, they should be allowed to have them, especially restaurants. Not propane, but like regular gas. Okay, let's see what the heck is happening here. Okay. Where am I from? I'm from Arcturus. I relate primarily to Arcturian energy because they have come to me so many times. And what is Arcturus? It's the brightest star in the universe, or the brightest star in the Boots constellation. I hope I pronounced that right. B-O-O-T-E-S. Boots. Okay, Arcturus. And there, again, they're like an umbrella energy that goes over the whole planet and helps guide and direct the Pleiadians and all the things you're reading about and hearing about now that are all coming out. It's amazing. How do we live without the web? I don't know. Let's see. Beavers. Can we talk about beavers? Yes, the importance of beavers. I think we talked about this on the last show. I'm not sure. But they're saying, tell us again about beavers, how they're restoring our ecology. Okay, everyone said, oh, look, they're eating through everything. Get rid of the beavers. Now, suddenly, they're the new ecology heroes because so many places that were flooded, especially in California and in other places, were the water was being rechanneled into the wrong areas, as I'm sure you know, and it was causing flooding and other problems. So they said, call in the beavers. Okay, so they could have a beaver. This is really true. A beaver restoration program called Bring in the Beavers, and the beavers are going to chew through areas that need to be chewed through so the water will flow properly and not cause flooding. A lot of areas are being flooded out. And now there are new fires in California, and our prayers are with them. I mean, really, the fires are still burning in Canada. They're going to be burning for a while. Like my guide said, you know, they were essentially man-made, but they're still burning. They're going to burn for another few months. Not sure how long. And then now we have fires burning out of control in California. So that's going to go on for a while. What's going on? Planet's being cleansed. Okay. What is the monad? M-O-N-A-D. That's our oversoul. Everyone's oversoul is the monad that covers the earth. It's the monad. Stock up on food and water. Yes, I said that already. America's heartland. Okay. Yes, northeast Oklahoma. Okay, we have a situation. Yeah, we talked about America's heartland coming up with a bigger and better competitor for Disney World, Disneyland. They're going to be changing their name. It's not going to be called Disney World, Disneyland, because they've kind of fallen into a little bit of a black hole. But Oklahoma is going to be giving them a run for their money. And they're coming up with a huge, huge park. You're not going to believe this place. Okay. Is it correct to call them UFOs or UPAs? Okay. This is the situation, folks. If you call them UFOs, you say, oh, I saw one or two or three, people are going to think you're old. You have to say unexplained aerial or aerodynamic, whatever you wish to say, phenomena. You have to call them UAPs. Okay? Not going to call them. If you've seen any unexplained aerial or aerodynamic phenomena lately, let me know. Usually, you have to raise your vibration. They're around, and they're huge. And you have motherships and all kinds of things. But you have to raise your vibration. You're not just going to see them. Some people see them. We have low vibration. That's a whole different thing. And they're taken on board. We have all kinds of crazy stuff going on. Some's real. Some stories are real. Some are drug-induced. How is the age of the Earth determined? First of all, global warming. I think it's a normal phenomenon. I know you're very hot. It's going to be a very cold winter, though. And then you're going to say, what happened to global warming? Well, it's part of the Earth's cycle. I know that Greenland is melting. I know that, all about that. But you know what? The Earth goes through cycles. And you're going to have times global warming. This is one of those times. It's like a natural phenomenon. And are we contributing to it? Probably. Okay, how is the age of the Earth determined? Tree rings. We started to talk about this last week. The ice core, or polar ice, and coral reefs. Probably the coral reefs are more important than anything in determining the age of the Earth and the Earth's temperature. It hasn't been this hot for 125,000 years. Yes, that's true. 125,000 years. Absolutely true. Okay. Sound of Freedom. Okay, absolutely. Go to see it. And it's going to be opening up a whole can of worms about all the children who have been abducted. Absolutely. Okay. We're going to miss Sinead O'Connor. Absolutely. Okay. We'll see. Okay, we did that. We have more questions coming in. I'm sorry. A question from John, who wants to know if he's ever getting married again. Yes, John. And this is someone from your past. As I was saying before, someone from the past is coming to your present time, and it's going to be a reconnection. I think this lady has lost her husband, and her name is Anna. Feels like Anna, Anna, Anna. So until next time, this is JoyceKeller.com. I love you all. Don't drive faster than your angels can fly. Thank you for being with me. God bless us all. Take care. Bye-bye.